Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. We've read all the books, we've bought all the courses, we've tried all the tactics, all in search of that secret, elusive idea of growth and scaling. And so now let's take a different path. It's not risk-free, it's not guaranteed, but when done correctly, it produces one winner after another. Today, we're going to leverage everything. My name is Josh Thomas. I'm your host. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. This podcast is brought to you by VAIQ. If you're a busy executive who is getting pulled in too many directions and you wish you could get the lower level tasks off your plate, we recruit, place, and train a virtual assistant into your business in as little as 7 days. We'll even manage them for you on a daily basis so you can stay focused on what you do best. To learn more, go to back to get your time back and save up to 70% versus hiring locally, you can go to VAIQ.net. Today's guest is Tatiana Denise. She is a Sydney-based artist who likes to draw cute, happy art and procreate and share her skills with others inside her community, the Happy Creators Collective. Tatiana, welcome to the show. What is one thing you do better than anyone else, and how do you use that to your advantage?
Thank you so much for having me. That's a great question. As an artist, there's always the struggle of having time to create your art. So I have very intentionally structured my business around creating that space for myself. There was a point where I was really just drowning under all of the production of running the business, running the community. And I had a coach who said to me, "Look, you are simply like I was at a point of quitting." And she said to me, "You're simply at a point of scaling. What you've got to do is figure out how to do everything that you do twice as fast." And that's when I realized I need help. I need a team. I need people in my life who can actually make this a bigger, better thing than I can do alone. And that was about 2 years ago where I started to intentionally build this as a business. And surrounding myself with the right people. And it is a lot of trial and error, but I do feel that the reason why I'm in a place of joy right now is because I have really invested into the team. And not just the team, but creating that human system. I see that you have a book behind you called The Atomic Habits. So I'm a huge fan of James Clear as well, and the idea that you do not rise to the level of your goals, but you fall to the level of your systems. So it is a combination. Like, I do actually have a very systematic mind. My background before doing art was computer science, so very procedure based, step by step. So I have applied the same idea to the business of listing out what do I do, who needs to do this, like do I need to be the one doing this, or can somebody else do it for me? And then literally creating a family around this. So this is not a hierarchical company where it's like there's a CEO, there's a dictator on top, but we are almost like an organism. We have so much fun together. Every time we have a team meeting, it's just like a jam. So I feel like that is the one thing that really is enabling this space of, the alignment of what I want to do, the service, and my competency.
Yeah, and I love the fact that we focus on this creativity because it's like a side of your brain that you don't get to, maybe it's this side. It's like a side of your brain that you don't get to
The right one.
use. Nearly as much when you're doing business stuff and talking to clients and, making sales and those sorts of things. And it reminds me a couple of years ago, I decided to go to this improv class where you had to go and they would basically give you a prompt and a scene and you had to like start acting out this scene. And I remember the first time I did that, like my brain just seized up. But the more I went, the more it loosened up and opened up. And I realized, oh, I am capable of being creative. I just haven't done it in so long.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it helps with all aspects of your life. You know, that thinking outside the box, that unexpected kind of turns like you mentioned, your brain seizing up at first. And it is a skill. Like, it is a skill. It is about having these the practiced pathways into opening up. Yeah, for sure. And in business too, you know, that's huge.
And so I know that you kind of fa stepped into this kind of creativity and drawing later in life. You know, a lot of people I know, I've never been an excellent drawer, but a lot of people I know, I remember back in elementary school, you know, they were already pretty good at it, and like, oh wow, I can't draw like that. They kind of some people are just naturally have that ability, and you discovered it much later in life.
Yeah, like I mentioned that I started out my career, corporate career. I worked at Accenture and I lived in United States at a time. So that was like very much your 9 to 5, you know. I was a software engineer, and at the same time, like, I graduated university. I did an internship at UBS Financial Services, and as I was doing that internship, I already felt like, oh my gosh, this is not for me before I even got a full-time job, you know. But I did go ahead and did all that, got a job, and inside I was just feeling like, this is not for me. I want to do something creative. I thought I'd open a web agency and be my own boss and all that. So I went to study graphic design because, hey, you need design skills. And this whole time, I wanted to be an artist. I just didn't ever believe that that could happen. In graphic design school, I met a teacher who was an art school teacher, and he told me, he's like, yeah, of course you can learn. Just come to our art school. And, you know, like, I just needed that bridge. I needed somebody to tell me, yeah, you can do this. And that was it. Like, I actually went to art school. I finished graphic design school a year early, and then that was, I don't know, 15 years ago. So you definitely can learn. Drawing is a skill. Like, if you can write by hand, you can actually be good at drawing. It's not a skill that a special, like, selected skill. It's very much a trained skill, and it is very, very, very systematic and logical as well. It is about observation and then transcribing what you see. It's not so much about the hand-eye coordination even. It's about understanding what you are seeing and forming a mental model about it. Yeah.
What have you seen? And this is a question I would not have asked a couple of years ago, but what have you seen with the proliferation of AI and digitizing everything and automation? I know me personally, you know, anytime somebody gifts me a pen, you know, like give me a nice pen as a gift, I'm like, thank you, but like I can't remember the last time I wrote anything. You know, it's either I either thumbed it out or I dictated it, you know, or something like that, or I typed it on my computer. And same thing with drawing. Like I'll pick up a pencil and try to draw something, and it's like I feel like a caveman. It's been so long. Like how do we balance between the fact that we don't really have to draw a whole lot of things anymore? We can just kind of like say things into AI and it like makes it.
It's a really, really actual question, you know, current question. So, counter question for you. If you need to go from point A to point B, you can get into your car and you can drive, or you might make yourself a nice cup of coffee, you might take your dog, you might go for a stroll, you'll enjoy the birds, you might have a good conversation with a friend, and you'll still get there, right? So it's not about getting so much getting to the destination. It's about the journey. As corny as it sounds, you know, but it is like it's corny has its reasons too, because it's true, you know. It's about the journey, it's about the experience. The happiest moments that I have is when I am drawing in that deep practice where my task is interesting, my skill matches the task. Time disappears. I hear everything. I feel everything around me, you know, the flow, right? I can get there during the process of creation. And afterwards. So I really believe in art with a purpose, meaning like, yes, so there's a journey, right? So the journey is infinitely valuable. And the result that comes from it is from my heart, from my hand. And I talk about it all the time. When I list things in my shop, I'm like, made by hand from my heart to yours. That's my signature, you know? So for Christmas, we're, you know, in holiday season, I've made these little characters. Then I've made a pattern with it. Then I've printed fabric with the pattern that my hand drew. Then I'm gonna sew kitchen towels and give everybody a kitchen towel with a matching greeting card that I drew by hand that has the same characters as the kitchen towels. AI cannot produce that for you. Like, you can have the idea, right, of doing that, and you can have prompt AI to create the characters for you. That's fine. Like, I'm not totally not opposed to it, right? It's about sharing your energy with the other person. I enjoy the process of sitting at my iPad or at my sketchbook and doing it. There's a surge of energy. And when you are a fellow creator, you feel it, you know it. So, yeah, it's bliss.
Awesome. And so tell us where who is the best person to connect with you and where can they find you?
Yep, so I mostly work with people who are coming back to their creativity, especially later in life. And you can go to TatianaDennis.com. So Tatiana with a Y, Dennis with a Z on the end, .com. Sign up to the mini course. You'll get on my email list. I send a weekly newsletter with a story, with inspiration, with a resource. And then we can continue to create together.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Tatiana Denise, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how important it is to be creative. And hey, one more time, if you want to connect and learn more, you can go to the website, which is one more time,
TatianaDennis.com.
tatianadenise.com. And also, if you happen to be looking for a little bit of help getting some things done, and you're a busy entrepreneur and you need to get out of the weeds, we will place a professional virtual assistant in as little as 7 days. You can learn more at vaiq.net. Until next time, remember this: if you want to win, push your chips in.